Good morning, Harriman High School. Welcome to the SU Jazz Festival. My name's Tom Herb. I do the saxophones and music education at SU. Listen to you play today. Looking forward to it. Good luck. Looking forward to it. So far, a really nice, clean opening. Yeah, nice saxophone work. I really like how I'm hearing good, clean tones. I'm hearing good, deep harmonies throughout the group. Good balance, not just the melodies, but nice clean articulations. Let me make sure that pitch is right on pitch. Great ensemble section work there. Easy to show off on Count Bubba. Yeah, some excellent style there. I like and clearly are right there on the changes. I'd love to hear like more rhythmic variations on those improv solos, like the triplets there that the trombone player throws in. You know, if they're all eighth note arpeggios, it gets kind of repetitive after a while, but offset them a little bit, play on the ands, play on the beat, play triplets, play 16th notes, play quarter note triplets, play short, play long, all sorts of ways to vary these things. Ah, there you go. Yeah, see, the more ways you can vary these things would be, makes the solos more interesting. Great job, trombone. Make sure that descending line's nice and clean. Ah, nice shakes. I like that. Yeah, lots of great things. Really under control on all these lines. You know, there's just a few places here and there where it, you know, oh, this line needs to be cleaned up a little bit and this line needs to be cleaned up a little bit. But that's really clean. Very good playing. Very clean. But better.
And that was featuring Carson Butters on alto sax and Davin Barnard on trombone. And now we have Autumn featuring Tyler Nielsen on the tenor sax. Kyle! Not Tyler.
To hold out that chord all the way to beat three if you can for letter A. Just let that chord ring out a little bit. But overall, again, great interplay on the various parts. Strength of section, not just having one player who can play, but up and down. Yeah, I'd love to have just a little bit deeper vibrato on this. It's there. Wah, 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 wah. The speed is right. You're just not varying the pitch as much as I would. Oh, like the wah, wah. You can do it. Yeah, it would just add a little bit of warmth to this solo. The inner voices there on the saxes in this part here could really check the that second tenor spot over there just to check pitch. Get that chord. Things going on. Flutes. Mm-hmm. making sure, you know, on ballads like this, you got to catch every chord change and make sure every note's fitting within that chord or within the ideas around the chord tones. On that caesura, I might cut the cymbal off too. With the when the director does the cutoff, and have a nice close sound, but really nice sounds. Like tons of great things going on here. This is really, really well done. A well prepared group.
Our next piece is entitled Monin, and it is featuring Raise Your Hand. These people, we've got Taylor Shamrell on trumpet, Davin Larm on trombone, Daniel Estes on alto sax, Ben Thorne on bari sax, Alec Clark on trumpet, and Jackson Poore on piano, and Tyson on tenor sax. All of the people.
You know, this piece is written at a fast four, but I've almost always think Monin better as like a slower two, like cut time. Two, one, two, 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 one, two, one, two, one, two. I see a lot of like saxes in the front row tapping there like click, 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 click. But if you can feel the two feel, you'll probably have a better understanding of this piece. Maybe like one, three, one, three, one, two, three, three, two. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. It'd be a pretty minor thing, but it's some of those sax long lines could be a little more legato or slurred. Some of you are really trying to tongue all those eighth notes. I wouldn't bother doing that too much there. No. Biting trombone. Getting that nice and smooth. Really nailing the changes on the da-da-da-da-da. Knowing where every one of those shifts are. Being able to do something different every time that it happens. There you go. Changing the feel a little bit. Going for a higher thing. Changing the rhythms. Very nice. Little triplet there. Yeah, nice. Good use of articulations and shifting the speed to get the interest going in something we've been playing for a while. Yeah. That's it. Sound effects, all sorts of ways to do variations for improv. Now, between all the different soloists you've had, all the good ideas that I talked about at the beginning, rhythms, sound effects, articulations, volume. It's going to get the speed going. Like these phrases, you just stretch them out just a little bit longer. They'll da ba da ba da da da, breathe da da ba da ba da 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 da, breathe da ba da ba da da da. You can do the places where you're breathing, play across those. And da ba 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 da. Yeah, great job, great job. Lots of great playing, lots of great players, lots of good things going on. Just keep at it. I'll come up and give you a little hint on the Monin, and then we'll be back at it. Thanks for playing. Good luck with the rest of your year.